What is up, citizen detectives? It's the Yellow Jackets Buzz Podcast, Season 2, Episode 9, Storytelling. It's the season finale of Season 2, and with that, our regular episode-by-episode dissection and digestion of Yellow Jackets comes to a close. And we're going to break it down. We're going to talk about it. What a finale! So much emotion, so much intensity, so many surprises of things we saw and did not see. Issa, how are you holding up?
Glenn, I'm not okay. Literally, physically, emotionally, I'm not okay. I have a lot of thoughts. It was an emotional roller coaster. I changed my mind about some things after this episode. And of course, I'm sick on top of everything. But we're gonna muscle it out for the hive. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do this. I have all my medication needs right now. I know you guys can't see it, but they're right next to me.
Meds are important.
Yeah, especially when you've had a fever for like 48 hours.
Yes, or if you're Lottie Matthews, meds are very, very...
Listen, poor Lottie.
Oh my God.
She's gone. We lost her.
I'm just going to state the first thing off the top of my head that I was thinking in the present day finale. I have no fucking clue where the adult storyline is going in season 3. Like, none.
We're going to get a wedding. If we don't get the wedding of Walter and Misty, what are we even doing?
True. Okay, so we got that. We got that to look forward to. But no, I think that stuff wrapped up almost a little too neatly. In fact, I would have liked there to be a post-credit scene where we saw Lisa go into Lottie's office and take down the Antler Queen, headdress and put it on.
Me too. Do you know that I watch? I don't know. Maybe it's because I was emotional because it was the finale or I was trying to process. But I watched all the way to the end and I'm like, that's it?
Yeah.
Not even like, that is it? What is going on?
Yeah. Or somebody shows up and breaks Lottie like out of the psych ward or something. I don't know. I think we know where Van is going at the end of this. We know things tied up with Shauna. And let's talk about what we didn't see. We know that Jason Ritter, Melanie Lynskey's husband, shot some scenes in a cabin. Some black and white photographs were online. People assumed this was going to be the cabin daddy flashbacks.
Yeah, look what Kayla just said in our live chat. Shout out to everybody hanging out with us late at night.
Absolutely. We're all processing. We all need this. It's a support group. Yes. And we didn't get those scenes. So people are speculating, are we going to get a bonus episode? Maybe they're saving it for season 3. I still have not read any explanation for why season 2 was 9 episodes instead of 10. Makes no sense to me.
It bothers me. It bothers me a little because I'm not ready to be done with it. I'm not.
Yeah. I, at the same time, though, my wife said at the end, she's like, well, now I don't need to have like emotionally intense Thursday evenings for another year at least.
Oh my God. With the writer's strike. I was hoping that now that we know that the show is safe and renewed for a couple of seasons, that we weren't going to have to wait this long. Like we waited for like this. Now with the writer strikes, I don't know what to expect. I'm not ready for another year. Like I love watching you. I don't know. This season Yellow Jackets kind of kicked my ass, like emotionally.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
And especially these last few episodes. So here we come to the season finale and, look, season finales in TV are usually very eventful, very crazy. I think we knew that a lot of irons were in the fire, a lot of things were building up. And we got some surprises tonight. We got some things that I wasn't surprised by at all, and then we got some stuff that I was surprised by. And then I'm going to just put out my hopes and dreams for season 3, and this has nothing to do with the story.
Okay.
They need to get on a regular release schedule again that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I don't like this year how they did... Oh, it hits the app Thursdays at 9 p.m. Pacific, 12 midnight, and then it doesn't air on TV till Sunday.
I'm 1,000% with you on that. It kind of screwed up our schedule too, because last season we really had a better understanding of when it was going to be released for everybody. And remember, we used to do like immediate live reactions, and then we would do a deep dive.
Yeah.
Now it's just so confusing, and I mean, I think we do a great job, obviously, but. I would like for them to go back to the schedule that they had last season, because this is confusing even for me. And do you know that today it came out a little bit earlier for me than normal? And I don't know if I watch it through Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
And I typically don't get it until like 1 a.m. my time. But today at like 12:30, I'm like refreshing the app like a psycho, right? But at like 12:30, it like became available for me. And I'm like, oh my God, like I was so happy. But
yeah.
I hope we have a different. I think adding it to Paramount Plus kind of screwed everything up.
And then there was a new phone message on Sunshine Honey.
Oh my God.
Today, but the message was before. The message, listening to it before, gave me a slightly different impression. Now when I listen to that message again after watching the finale, it's like, okay, it all makes sense now. Like, they're shutting down the compound. Lottie's being taken away. They don't know what's going on. Lisa and everyone are just like coping, right? Like, but it sounded, when you listened to it earlier, like there was a hostage handoff situation. You know, it sounded really freaking tense. So
I didn't know about that until you tweeted it out from our account. And then I called it like 10 times trying to decipher everything that I was listening.
Yeah. And then the first message a few weeks ago had something hitting in the audio mm-hmm. that said, it's not real. But then the second message, if there was a puzzle or a poem or something to crack, nobody got it. I don't think this new one had any puzzles or clues. So I hope next year the release schedule gets a little bit more solid. And I hope if they're going to do stuff like this alternate reality game or have puzzles, that we just have sort of more of a clear idea. I mean, maybe it's continuing. Maybe in the off season, we're going to get some more stuff. These were nice Easter eggs, but I don't know that there was a coherent plan. And Kayla's saying, like, yeah, Lisa's frazzled because Nat is super dead.
Oh my God. I can't. I had a feeling it was going to be emotional, especially with all the losses. And like, look at how we ended last week with what happened to Javi. I was like, something really bad is going to happen in this finale. This was not what I... No.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, a lot of people are talking about this right now, so we should just sort of get it out of the way. During season one press, Julia Lewis seemed very unhappy with how adult Natalie was portrayed as a little more of a helpless character versus what she was pitched initially. So this season, if you told me someone was going to die this season of the main cast, Natalie in the present day would have been my first choice, just because when an actor criticizes their character, you kind of know they don't want to be there for the long haul.
I just didn't... I don't know. I turned a corner of Natalie, adult Natalie, and I feel like she was really, I don't know, just giving up. Like, she was starting to get better and recover, and I just wasn't expecting this.
But it makes sense, though.
I'm not okay with it.
I know. I'm not okay quite with how it happened. I'm gonna go back.
Yeah, because your favorite killed her.
Well, no, I'm gonna go back and watch this, like, the Zapruder film frame by frame and be like, how did Misty not...
Your Stop. Favorite killed her.
Misty's a little quick to the murder. But so is Walter, as we learned tonight.
We need new favorites. My favorite is out here killing dogs. Your favorite is killing her best friend. Like, we need to switch favorites on the cast.
I don't even know who to pick, because I'm like, Van tonight seemed pretty cold. Ty exhibited poor judgment. You know, Sean was a hot mess.
I'm Team Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff. I think Jeff might be the best character on there. He wanted to go to jail for his wife. I mean, come on.
It was a beautiful false confession. I mean, he was killing it. And I believe that too. If I'm a cop, I'm like, oh crap, he's not lying.
Yeah, and so let's get in and dive in and go beat by beat on this, because there's a lot to discuss. But I'll say this. I think season one had the benefit of being new, and we were discovering and deciphering and speculating a lot. I think season two had a very tough road to go down, because there were very high expectations. We had 9 episodes instead of 10. We had some stories that were in motion that had to be concluded or wrapped up. We kind of knew where some things were going. And, you know, do I think this was a perfect season? No. I liked more of it than what I didn't like, but there were a few things that I was like, oh, I wish we would have had a little bit more with this. I wish we would have explored a little more of that. And I think that I'm excited that I don't know where the season three adult storyline's going. I have a pretty good idea where the season three 96 storyline's going.
Yeah, they keep eating each other.
Well, you know, they got it passed on. It's boring out there, especially now. Oh my God. It just occurred to me, when Van sent Ty, do you think Van saved the deck of cards? That's why she sent Ty. She's like, we need those cards.
Oh my God. Yes, probably. I didn't think about that. You would.
Well, the cards, apparently, I mean, you know, they love those cards. So we opened with an epic needle drop. And you know what's so funny? When I posted today on our social, the screenshot of the phone number, I almost chose this song. So it's incredible that they opened with the Cranberry Zombie tonight.
It took me way back. What a great song. I mean, they always kill it with the music choices.
And this look on Natalie's face as she's walking back and has to face Travis, so intense, so sad. Travis looking concerned about Natalie, and then you could just see it sort of wash over him, that concern and relief that she's still alive, because when he last saw her, she was going off to be chased, to be killed. But then he looks over and sees Javi being carried back. Also chilling, the look on the girls' faces as they're carrying Javi's body, just very stoic, very cold. I mean, not, you know, no sign of humanity or empathy as they're going through this process.
Yeah, I mean, why is Natalie acting like she ever cared about Javi? She sold him as dead for months.
She cared. Wait a second. She cared about Javi. She didn't want Travis to have false hope because he was spending all his time.
Sure.
I don't know.
She admitted later to Coach Ben what she did. She was faking it for Travis. I'm sorry. I have to say it. Because why would she go later on in the episode and tell Coach Ben I let him die over me? So why is she over here crying to Travis like this? Like, okay, whatever.
Well, Travis caressing the body of his brother, just very, very heartbreaking. Then we cut back to present day and we have the drinks, Lottie going for one of the potentially poisoned drinks, and then Shauna doing something incredible here. With saying, no, put it down. If, you know, if it really wants what it's asking for, that we have to do it the way we used to, we should give it a hunt. Everybody looking at Shauna like she's nuts. And as soon as Shauna goes to hug Lottie, she's making these eyes and faces, making it clear that she's just trying to get her to play along with it till they can call in, some medical help to have Lottie re-enter some sort of therapy.
Right. Right. This was great.
And Lottie very, very happy. Oh, I knew I wasn't the only one that felt this way. Yes, we need to do a hunt.
But she isn't the only one that feels that way. Why are they trying to sell her like the crazy one when they're all feeling that way?
Well, it's interesting at the start of this, and I'm rewatching their faces now, like Natalie, Misty, Ty, and Van are just kind of dumbfounded by what's going on. But it's interesting, and I'm curious as we were doing this recap and we rewatch it, if we can kind of pinpoint more of how they turned, and even what Van says about her reasoning why, we'll get into that. So yeah, they're talking about masks and weapons and cards, and that the people are other people there are asleep, so it's about them. And Lottie, you know, Lottie at heart is an event planner, because she hears this and she's like, yes, I will go tell everyone. Let us start the preparations. Why do this now in a quick, dirty, and, you know, just an expedient way with the drinks, the phenobarbital, when we can have a gala and an event and I can put something together.
Yep, the woods are ours tonight, baby.
Lottie's like, I've already got a playlist I've been saving just for this.
Yep.
There's a lot of Sarah McLachlan on it. I'm just going to warn you.
Oh, God.
So then Lottie gets up to leave. But then, yeah, Misty saying it wouldn't be that difficult to have her committed again, given her history. Ty saying she's a danger to herself and others, but we should keep it calm and discreet. Misty
saying
because
she's just so safe for everybody, especially when she's sleeping, right?
Well, and Ty,
I don't understand how they all think they can be judgmental over Lottie when... I'm just saying they're all crazy in their own kind of way. Why are they denying it? Okay, well, maybe Lottie wants to handle crazy the wrong way by doing the suicide pact. I get that. But they're all freaking nuts. They are. Like, why are they denying it and, like, projecting it just onto Lottie?
What do you suggest? Alternatively, they should do some retail therapy or go shoplift at TJ Maxx together just to sort of get it out of their system?
Definitely shoplift at TJ Maxx will be an excellent idea.
As a group.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of them could. Yeah,
they could play Monopoly.
They could go to Atlantic City. They're not that far.
They're not that far. Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. They want to do that.
They could tell everyone they're having a bachelorette party.
They can take care of a goat for a day. You know, there's other ways that we can handle this.
They'll go to Atlantic City. So in your version, they go to Atlantic City and Misty's like, let's tell everyone it's my bachelorette party. That'll be fun, won't it? And then the surprise twist, Ty and Van end up getting married in Atlantic City. And then Ty's like, holy shit, I'm married to two different women. What am I going to do?
That sounds like a great spinoff, honestly.
Yeah, that'd be our season finale. Just go to Atlantic City and have a regrettable night, you know?
Reminder, yet another episode where we did not see Steve. Now I'm going to have to wait until next year to find out what happened with Steve the Yorkie.
And we didn't get, there was some acknowledgement of what Thaisa had done, but not, I don't know. There's still some lingering threads. We didn't get, we have yet to get a payoff to that mystery. But yeah, I think with this idea of Natalie even saying this, like, we can't just hospitalize Lottie and call it a day. Van saying this isn't just about her mental illness, about what they all went through out there. It's very interesting how now there's this idea that they're all acknowledging it, right? The concept, now it's fully accepted by them.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I might be jumping the gun, okay. But I have to. This is driving me crazy. After tonight's episode, do you still think that there is a, I don't know, what do we call it? Like a...
spiritual?
Like a spiritual or something else at work here? Or do you think they're all fucking crazy?
A little of both. I don't think maybe they're crazy because of the supernatural. You know?
I don't know. I'm starting to think they're crazy.
I mean, there could be a shared psychosis.
Yeah.
Between them.
Yeah.
But some things have happened though, right? Some things have happened.
Like what?
Well, okay. So when we saw the camera following through the woods and the snowfall on Jackie on the fire, I don't know. I mean, it's led me to believe there's some supernatural elements at play. Even, okay, what about Jackie's vision when she crossed over? And then tonight, Natalie, not the same type of vision. Ben had some visions, like maybe there's... Actually, Natalie having a vision tonight gives me more of a sense that there is something supernatural at play.
But the visions are happening when they're entering the other life. Maybe that's just the way that they're each... like dying or whatever it is that's happening. That doesn't have anything to do with the supernatural. We all gonna see either the tunnel, the light, your life flash in front of you, something. You gotta see something.
She was on a plane and then she had the middle seat. If that's not hell, flying coach in the middle seat on an empty plane, they put you in the middle of coach.
That means she picked that seat. So she, I mean, Natalie has been a person that tortures herself a lot. Anyways, I just feel like on the beginning of the season, I was like, oh, 75% supernatural, 25%. They're crazy. Now, after watching this episode, I'm more 50-50. I'm starting to think that they're all fucking nuts.
Well, I would
like
have
a shared psychosis, kind of nuts.
And like we talked about that episode of Different Strokes last week, I would have said in the woods, something in the metal, in the water, and a reaction. There could have been a shared psychosis in the forest. But Lottie's vision since she's been back... Natalie with this.
Yeah, but Lottie is like literally certified crazy.
Well, I don't know. It's, you know, and tonight, I think we saw a hint in the present day that if it is an entity and it was in Lottie, I think what we saw at the end tonight, much like the movie The First Power, it has jumped bodies and is now in another character for season 3. And we'll talk about that when we get to that part of the episode.
Okay.
But this is a very interesting debate, seeing them all having this debate about what should they do about Lottie. And it's interesting seeing where Natalie is at, because Natalie in her self-help awakening and journey here has seemed to have gotten to a point where she is processing things in a more rational, less supernatural way. But she has this compassion for Lottie. She has concern for Lottie, but compassion for Lottie. It's interesting seeing how they all talk about this and then seeing what ends up happening. So then we go back, we get the opening credits. We go back to, still want to know who the girl on the hill is. We still have not had that answer.
Mm-hmm.
Hoping that's adult Mari in season 3, but we'll see what happens.
She's getting eaten. She's not making it out of the woods.
Okay. So somebody on the subreddit analyzed the rescue footage we saw at the season opener and compared the nose and lips and chin. And that's, it's Mari. Mari's was one of the girls in the hoodie. Doesn't mean they didn't do that for misdirection, that that's the canon answer. But
so we think Mary makes it?
Maybe.
Okay.
I mean, again, but we have to know what we trust, what we believe. Lottie is recovering still after her Fight Club experience in the attic. And Misty comes up to tell her the great news. Hey, Mari, so we thought we were going to have to murder Natalie so we could all eat her, but good news, like the nature chose, and it chose Javi, and so it's totally, totally cool now.
Resolved. We're going to eat him.
We're going to eat Javi. You're welcome.
Yeah, it was so casual the way she explained it. Well, it was supposed to be Natalie, but...
Yeah. Look, Lottie's saying what happened while was Travis screaming, and Misty is explaining... Because we're gonna eat Javi. And Lottie's like, what? And Misty's like, it's okay, we didn't even kill him.
Kind of.
I told them what you said. This is the crazy part. I told them what you said to me about how you didn't want to go to waste. And I love that Lottie is saying, like, yo, I didn't, like, you really took the wrong message from what I was saying. What, you drew cards? You came up with your own thing? Like, I was just saying, if something happens to me, like, Misty's kind of the Shadow Antler Queen here.
Yeah, she was like, you started all of this.
Yeah, and Lottie's saying, this is not good. I never meant, I didn't want this. So, and even how could you let them?
Starve to death? Which one is it, Lottie?
I don't know. But this is actually very interesting because, and Misty turning it back around saying, you started this. So it kind of makes sense in this episode why Lottie doesn't want this responsibility anymore. Where, because if she's a deity, people like Misty are now interpreting her words and doing horrible actions in her name. And man, if you think it's tough for Lottie, you know, God must be having a real, real hard time these past few millenniums.
Yeah, literally.
And Lottie's like, I feel you, God. I know the struggle.
Yep.
And then I love that Misty, because you can imagine, this is like, if Misty talked to God, would be like, it's already done, so you better not start making people feel bad about it.
You started this, God. Yeah. It's all your fault.
We did this in your name, God.
She will manipulate God if she could.
Yeah. We did this in your name, God. Don't you fucking go again. We did this for you. You own this. If I go down, God, you go down with me.
Yeah, I was just going to say, and if not, I'm going to tell the whole world about how you molested us and that you're gay, God.
Oh, Jesus.
That's what she said to the coach.
I know. Oh, yeah, that's true. She's going to threaten to eat God's high-calorie butt meat.
Yeah. She said, she told the coach, like, she made up all kinds of lies about him so he wouldn't kill himself.
So Lottie, not super cool with this. But then Misty goes back downstairs. This whole thing reminds me, what was it, that movie, The Invention of Lying, where Ricky Gervais invents religion? This reminded me so much. Like, this is Misty is just, hey guys, so God talked to me and said it's super cool and really, really happy with your actions and you have pleased God. So, A+, gold star.
The wilderness is pleased with this. What? Shut up, Misty.
Yeah, Misty goes, and you can see her like composing herself after Lottie was just like, yo, bro, you totally got this wrong. But yeah, Misty says, Lottie is pleased with the wilderness's choice. She says, Javi will save us. Everybody looks not necessarily relieved by this. I mean, what's done is done at this point, I guess. It's interesting, though, Shauna, just seeing everyone's reaction, right? I mean, they're almost reflecting on what it is they've done, and now Shauna gets the knife and they realize what they have to do. It's kind of crazy how Shauna was the butcher of the bear in the previous game that they slaughtered, but it's interesting how with Jackie, they did not dress her before she was cooked. She was cooked
because
effectively closed.
She wasn't supposed to be cooked.
I know. They were
burning her for ashes, and next thing you know, they're eating her.
So that's what I'm saying. It's kind of crazy that somehow Shauna has just become the de facto butcher. We go out and Travis is holding Javi. Very heartbreaking scene here.
Yeah.
Seeing this, you can see him crying. Shauna gives him a look. He says no. And I think he knows that if he tries to get in the way of this, that he will also be killed. So it's interesting that he's in this episode. You see Travis making his choice to survive. He apologizes to Javi, leaves the body and goes. And then in a very heartbreaking scene, they get to work on dressing Javi and preparing him to be butchered on the table. But after, you know, that cut is made, Shauna sends everyone away.
This was intense.
Very intense. And Shauna even covering her face. This kind of starts to explain the masks, right? The idea that they don't want it to be them. They don't want to see or be seen while doing these actions.
Yeah, I felt bad. I felt for Shauna here.
And as Kayla
and
saying,
I get that they have to do what they have to do to survive, but at the same time, it doesn't mean it's easy for them. And it showed in this scene.
And Kayla's saying, yeah, it's sad because Shauna was so protective of Javi in the first season. Now she has to be the one to do this. You could see her hand shaking. I mean, this is definitely a turning point for the group, given that they went through the selection, the hunt, and now the butchering here. There's just sort of this icy look as the girls sort of realize what they're doing, what's been done, and what they have to do now to survive. I mean, this is now fully making the choice. Whereas Jackie was kind of an opportunity that arose and they took it.
Right.
But yeah, Shauna covering her face, I think, is very interesting. Mm-hmm. Very interesting touch. And it's interesting, too, even rewatching this now, the way she's touching Javi in a very respectful, gentle way before she makes that first cut. So it's really tough to watch. It's tough to even rewatch it and have it on now and seeing Javi's body here. So, I mean, this was very, very sad. Very sad turning point for the group.
Yep. Because now you're realizing what they're doing, and they're doing it on purpose. I get that it's for survival, but this is completely different. Like you said, Jackie was like a opportunity. We're here. They made this choice.
Yeah. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy where this show has gone. And now here in the season two finale, now we're really getting to that point of a decision being made and multiple steps being taken to go down this path. So Shauna sends everyone away after she makes that cut. She's out at the meat shack and she's going to take care of this. You see the blood dripping. It's very intense. In present day, Misty is in Lottie's office and she's opening the cabinet. She's getting, first she's getting Lottie's meds to get the name of her doctor. She wants to call Dr. Brandt. And then she is opening the cabinet. She gets her phone. And before she can even open it to check for a message from Walter, it starts ringing. And Walter is in Lottie's office as well. And they're reunited.
This was so romantic. So perfect. So romantic. I loved it.
Do you think they did it in Lottie's office?
No.
I'm just asking.
Maybe a quickie.
I mean, the spontaneity, the thrill of getting caught. They were happy to see each other.
Right. I would have.
If you're there, right?
Why not?
So this is interesting. Then we go to Van and Ty and they're talking about this. And Van's saying she doesn't feel good about this. They're going back and forth there. But they're also doing craft time with the masks. They're making the masks for the hunt.
Yeah. They're all lost their freaking minds.
Let me ask you this. Now, looking back on the earlier episodes in the season when they were burying that dude alive, do you think now that was a murder thing and not a therapy thing?
Yes. Good point.
Well, because Lottie tried to do it like, oh, that's just a therapy. We're just burying that dude so he can...
Yeah.
You know? But it's interesting that Van is saying, oh, we protect each other. We can handle this ourselves.
Van is a goner, too.
Well, I don't think after this episode. I think Van is... I think the wilderness is going to help Van. Natalie's preparing the cards, burning the other queens.
I love how dramatic they made this. She could have just gotten rid of them.
I know. You could have, like, Natalie. you could have just thrown them away or torn them
up. Yeah, like, yeah, you didn't have to, like, burn them.
And Shauna is dulling all the knives.
Yeah.
A great cover of Metallica's Sad by True by St. Vincent in this scene. Also, I love that. Music, this whole show has been phenomenal.
Oh, excellent. They are the best with the music.
Yes. But Natalie sees the queen. Wonder if she crossed out the eyes on the queen or if it came that way. Then we get Jeff and Callie and they're driving and Jeff's explaining they would need fake passports. And they can never eat their favorite takeout again. And they couldn't even Google themselves if they disappeared. And Callie's like,
did you Google yourself a lot then? Yeah.
Apparently he does. But he's saying disappearing is not as easy as they make it. Okay, it's funny that he's saying disappearing is not as easy as they make it look on TV. Whereas tonight, Walter made it look super easy to frame a cop for a murder that he didn't.
Oh, yeah, commit. But he's a citizen detective. That's
true.
Different.
True. Oh, but then they're talking about the gun. And I thought Shauna had taken the gun with her, but we learn later that it was in the glove box and Callie swipes it. So Callie learns about the gun. They pull up at the compound. They're greeted by some of the purple people. And immediately they're like, we're going to find another way in.
Yep.
Because they don't want to deal with the purple people. But
I don't blame them.
But after that, though, Kevin and Pornstash, Officer Pornstash, pull up. And they, you know, just decide they're going to go in. We then cut to Lisa dying everything heliotrope and Natalie is saying something's happened tonight. I need you to leave.
She should have freaking listened.
I know.
If she wouldn't listen, we wouldn't know had the outcome that we had.
I know. Okay, so Thomas is saying if you rewatch that episode, you can see the dude getting out of the hole. But I think he got out of the hole because Natalie was there. I'm saying if Natalie wasn't there, would he have stayed in the hole? Like he got out because he was like, oh my God, somebody showed up and ruined my buried alive experience. We have to do this all over again.
Yeah.
So Natalie's trying to get Lisa to leave. Lisa doesn't seem particularly convinced.
Of course not. She ruined everything.
And then Natalie says, I appreciate you trying to teach me about forgiveness.
Ugh. I'm going to cry again.
I know. But this season, it all makes a lot more sense. They really explained. You understand, I'm going to watch the whole show again in the break. Because I think that now you understand Natalie's arc much clearer, as opposed to it just being quote unquote general fucked up shit she was getting over with her drug use and depression. Now we understand more exactly what it was.
Right. Yeah.
So Coach Ben comes back in 96, sees Shauna, sees the hair, sees the bones, sees Javi. It's funny that he takes more steps forward.
Yeah.
During this, as if to be like, did you get some game while I was gone, like a deer? And then those sees the stack of clothes, the blood. I think he figures out pretty quick what was happening.
Yeah, he was still excited about dinner.
Yeah. Ben then turns around, sees Natalie, and explains, hey, I found a place where we can hide. And it's interesting because the idea here is that he's saying, like, you're better than this and them. Figured out where Javi was hiding. We can go there. I think we can get through this and survive the winter inside the tree. And, you know, telling her you're not like the rest of these girls. And then Natalie explaining, actually, I'm worse.
Yeah.
Because she let Javi die in her place.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad she has full understanding of what she did.
Yeah. So she tells Coach he's a good person and that he doesn't belong in this place.
Well, he's stuck there.
Well, kind of. I mean, I was very, very surprised where this episode went in that regard. But Travis telling Van, you should be ashamed. And Van saying, I'm not. I'm glad I'm still alive. And you should be as well. Van is doing like amazing Jedi mind logic here to not only convince Travis that what happened is okay, but yeah, you need to eat your brother as well. Right. Like Javi died for all of us. He died to keep me alive, to keep you alive. You need to, he would want you to do this.
Right. I agree.
I mean, he's already like, but this is the moral relativism, right? She's like, oh, don't you owe him this? It's like, well, he's already dead. I think the issue is how it happened, but she's saying it happened. We can't change this. Like, just go with it, bro. Can't undo the past.
Right. It happened for a reason, right?
Yes.
Eat your brother.
Walter in present day is sending one of my favorite songs, Send in the Clowns.
Oh,
epic.
That's one of your favorite songs?
I love that song. Like, I don't know. Here, let me just say this. I probably, when I was younger, loved it ironically. And now I'm like, right. No, this song's great. Like, I'll be on a long car ride alone and I'll put on a version of that. And I will be just weeping by the end. Like, put on Barbara Streisand's version, and I'll be singing, I'll be doing the pauses. And you know what I love when someone does Send in the Clowns? When they take the longer pauses.
Yeah.
And they make it their own, and they start articulating the words. So the fact Walter is singing this, like, just this touched me right in my soul.
Did you like the way they used it on the latest Joker movie?
Yeah. I mean, that was... I got feelings about the Joker movie that far too much to go into now. I will say I watched the Joker movie originally and I actually really did not care for it. But then I watched Robert De Niro, Martin Scorsese's The King of Comedy from 1983.
Yeah.
And then we watched Joker. And then I liked Joker a lot more after watching King of Comedy.
Okay.
But King of Comedy is one of the, I just saw that a couple months ago. I'm bummed that I waited 40 years to watch that movie. King of Comedy was phenomenal, mm-hmm. Phenomenally good, better than Joker. But Walter is singing Send in the Clowns. Kevin Tan shows up, and Walter, because he's a gentleman and a citizen detective.
This was so good. So good.
Yes. Offers him some hot cacao.
I knew immediately. Did you know immediately?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 1,000%. I was like, oh, God. I was like, don't drink it. Don't drink it.
Yes. But even his all shucks, I'm a citizen detective. I can't be a real detective because asthma.
Have you heard about us? We're a close knit. Yes. Also, I am a lifelong asthmatic as well. Can't relate, Walter. I get you.
So he's so excited to be given the detective some hot cocoa. And Walter's like, here, have some hot cocoa. Let's talk.
Oh, God. You knew he was about to be poisoned.
Yes. Oh, man. This was tough to watch. because he's explaining. I loved it.
These cops were very unlikable, so I was happy about the outcome.
But then he's like, "Oh, there's practically a coven of them, all up to no good."
Yep.
And then we see Walter and Callie. Callie saying you're being awfully judgy about mom after your fake attempt at blackmail. You know, maybe get some fake passports from your sketchy loan people. And then Jeff says, the American family is crumbling. You can't make a living off selling sectionals.
I mean, valid point.
So they see Kevin and they're talking to Walter. And yeah, Jeff sends Callie off to find her mom.
Yeah, he tells her he has a plan.
Of course, yeah, Jeff always has a plan. Doesn't mean it's a good plan. Where's Team Randy Jeff. When you need him?
Team Jeff.
Look, again, I don't want to gripe or nitpick too much, but if they were going to have this team reunion and a hunt, I think Allie would have really appreciated being involved in this as someone with the trauma bond. And it's, she's a survivor.
You're obsessed.
You know, Allie would have loved to have been in the hunt.
No.
Walter is telling Kevin about Jessica Roberts. Yeah. It's great how he's bringing him up to speed, but then Jeff shows up. And Jeff decides he's going to confess to a crime of passion that he killed Adam Martin because he found out that Shauna was having an affair.
Great false confession, man. Jeff was selling the crap out of it.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's great that he got to give this. And then immediately after this, Kevin drops dead.
And this is when we get the dynamic duo that I never knew I needed.
Yes.
Walter and Jeff.
Yes. Jeff's trying to wake up Kevin, and then Walter comes out and is just like, oh, great false confession. Hiya, me again.
I could tell it came from the heart.
Yes. Great false confession. I could tell it came from the heart.
He was willing to go down for Shauna, though. Like, oh my God, Jeff is it.
Yes. He's playing as a friend of Misty's. Like, that should just, Jeff should understand everything, you know? But yes, that was a beautiful false confession. I could see it came out of real love. Jeff's like, are you one of the cult people? And he's like, oh, no. You want to help me move this body? Calls him Jeffrey.
Yeah. Anybody calls you that?
And he's like, my mom. Well, no. But yes, Jeff grabs the legs and they take care of Kevin's body. Then we cut back to 96. This is very interesting. Ben is in the tree. He's getting a couple sparks out of these rocks, but he cannot start this fire.
Right.
Whatever will he do? How will he overcome this? Then go to the cabin where they've got an abundance of fire in the fireplace, and there in comes Shauna with dinner with Javi. And what's crazy is they bring it all over there, and then Travis, who I guess he's trying to make a really good show of being like, hey, just so you all know, I'm gonna be cool about this, so you all don't have to be weird about it. It's like, Travis, but
really,
I don't
think that wasn't necessary. It would have been fine if she just took the first bite of whatever was cooked.
Yes, but she takes the heart and gives it to Travis, who then just takes a bite of the raw heart before putting it on the frying pan.
Unnecessary.
Yes. Oh, this was tough to watch.
Yeah.
And then they're crowding the pan, which is not, things are not going to cook properly if you put that much meat that close together.
Do you think they care?
I mean, you don't want to get food poisoning.
Do you think they care?
About food? I would care about food poisoning. That'd be worse. You got to make every calorie count.
Yeah, and I guess the bucket can only hold so many people throwing up at the same time.
I mean, yeah, this was super weird to watch.
Yeah, unnecessary. Talk about a hearty meal. Stop it, Kayla.
It was very tough. Very, very tough to watch this. But yeah, they eats the heart. And everyone's like kind of like disgusted, impressed. I don't think I could do that. I think I would have to eat something cooked.
Yeah.
So yeah, then everyone's tossing the meat on the skillet. Oh man. Then Misty brings some up to Lottie. Mm-hmm. Lottie, who's still processing a lot. It's interesting how Lottie was so sure about nature and the baby and Shauna, it's okay for you to beat the shit out of me because nature's gonna take care of me. And now Lottie is like, yo.
Questioning everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I thought I wanted what was best for us. Now she's not so sure.
She got beat the fuck up.
Well, but it's interesting though that Lottie in present day, I'm more surprised seeing this change of heart from Lottie. Misty saying your team needs you. I'm surprised seeing this and then seeing Lottie present day being willing to go back and embrace it so much. Because it seems like for a while here, Lottie and Nature, their love affair is souring a little bit.
Yeah, but do you see where she lives now?
Yeah, I guess.
She's literally one with nature at this point.
Yes. So she's she's letting nature, the darkness, embody her. She's in her office. But she could tell something's amiss and goes over to the cell phone cabinet and sees it open, which is interesting. Mm. See, I wonder what she thinks is going to happen. I mean, she's smiling when she sees this. So does she think that, like, the game is afoot? Everyone's going to take this really seriously. Somebody came in here to get weapons. Like, we're about to have a fucking murder fest in the woods tonight. Like, she's almost relieved that somebody came in there to get weapons because it means they're taking this seriously.
Yeah. I told you she's a goner.
So Ty is calling off the psych hold and saying, oh, we reached out to requesting a crisis team, but we're going to just bring her in.
Because this is Van's fault.
Yeah, I have to admit, I thought adult Van was pretty level-headed in her cynicism.
No, she's not. She's under Lottie's hypnotism thing. Remember, she was going to leave. She went in there to drop off Ty and leave. And as soon as she saw Lottie, everything changed. And she made Ty stop because she wanted to be part of the hunt because that's what Lottie wants. Lottie has been hypnotized. I'm convinced.
Yeah. Well, they are all out there and all getting ready for the hunt, meeting in the woods. And it's kind of crazy to see them back in this place laying out the masks.
Yeah.
You know? See, I wonder if what we're going to find out is that as dark and as fucked up as things were, this time in Van's life, when it was just about survival, made sense. Everything else was fantasy and expectation and disappointment. Right. But the cruel, harsh reality of survival is something that's very easily understood and experienced.
Valid point. I like that.
I mean, I wonder. Because clearly she's not living her best life when Ty gets back in contact with her. So if in a way this is like her returning to her roots.
Yeah, but I also feel like, knowing what we know that she's sick and all that, she just kind of gave up.
Yeah, yeah. So Misty and Nat think that the medics are coming.
Yeah.
Lottie comes out. And Lottie is stoked. This is like, and Lottie has...
She did her nails. She had a beautiful outfit on. She had the choker necklace. Sis was ready. She did her makeup for this. Like, she was
she got her ceremonial knife.
Yeah, she was like, listen, I couldn't get ready for the hunts in the woods because we didn't have all of this, but here I can do my best. She slayed. She slayed the hunt. Look.
And Lottie,
everybody else just showed up kind of like basic, but not Lottie. Lottie was like ready for this hunt.
Yeah. Well, Callie has an encounter with Pornstash and has the gun behind her back. And I really thought Callie was going to murder Pornstash here.
I was hoping so. I hate this. I hate both of these cops so much.
Yeah, fuck this guy.
I don't like that he's still, I mean, we'll get into it at the end, but I don't like that he still has somewhat of a happy ending. He should have been the one that died.
Well, but I think they knew he was corruptible.
Right.
Whereas Kevin was not. So he gets a call. What he thinks is from Kevin. They have like a voice recording of Kevin. He goes off to.
What was that phone call? Like, if you get a phone call from me, and all you hear is just a weird version of my voice saying, "What the fuck are you doing, man? What the fuck are you doing, man? Are you gonna just tell me to stop drinking and hang up and keep doing what you were doing?"
Oh, I would have been like, "What did I tweet? What's this in reference to that Issa is calling me about?"
Yeah, well, you know, it was just a funny phone call.
So they toss Kevin's body and his phone in the trunk of the car. Then we go back to Lottie with the cards. She's showing everybody the queen. I thought originally, I was like, did she draw the queen first? Because that's a baller fucking move. Be like, come at me, bro. But no, she shuffles the queen in. And then I like the chum is trying to buy time and is like,
yeah, let me shuffle them some more.
Yeah, sure. Everyone's in their bed. Like, do we have the playlist queued up? The hunt playlist? Because I have some specific requests. You just do that.
Yeah, Shauna was like, she tried her best here.
Yeah. Can I put my phone on? Do not disturb. Is that cool? Is that okay?
Wait, can we record it for a TikTok real quick? Can we do a TikTok dance in front of
the fire? I just thought of a great last tweet that I want to put out. So if you just give me a minute.
Okay.
So they're getting ready to go and getting ready to do this. And Van is the one that's like, Shauna, yo, It shuffled enough.
You shuffled enough. Something happened here in this particular moment because Van was ready to go. And as soon as they started the card draw, I know you noticed Thaisa's face. She turned into evil Thaisa.
Yeah.
Like, she wasn't even sleeping, bro.
Yeah, if she could channel it, that'd be interesting. And Van volunteering to start. Van volunteering to be the first draw. Mm-hmm. It's hardcore.
Can I get a group selfie first? Good one, Joe. Imagine. Yeah, what are you gonna caption that? Like selfie before the hunt. One of us will make it back.
Misty absolutely would love to have a group selfie of her with the group and to post it on Facebook. Post it on their high school Facebook page. You know?
Oh yeah, 1,000%.
Yeah, post reunion. I like that they're tossing the discards in the fire.
Yeah.
You know, and then Lottie saying Ty, like, are you refusing the draw? If you refuse the draw,
what happens? Are you the default chosen one?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a volunteer. It's like the Hunger Games.
I thought you maybe get excused.
Yeah, you refuse the draw. I'm not gonna play.
Okay, you can go then.
I'm not down with your reindeer games. Yeah, catch y'all later. Yeah, I get it, bro. The floor is lava. I get it. I'm not playing. Yeah, I don't know. So they do more than one round. This goes on a little bit.
Yeah. I like what Brandy just said on the live chat. She said that they do something different with Ty's face to completely make evil Ty recognize. And I don't know if it's makeup, some kind of prosthetic, because she looks so like, I know the eyes look different. They almost look kind of reddish, but they make a really good job by making you automatically recognize that it's evil Ty.
Yeah, she's got that intense look. You can even see like her, the way she's standing with her shoulders squared. Kind of more of a stare, less of a facial expression.
Just something about like the, you know, she like does this thing where she grounds, but it just, I don't know. She just looks evil. They do such a good job at showing you when she turns into evil Ty.
Yeah. It's intense. It's very, very intense. So they do another go round. But yeah, Ty just is ready. Ty is ready to hunt or be hunted with this. But it's interesting that Van seems reluctant to go the second round.
I don't think Ty would ever draw the queen. She keeps giving offerings to the wilderness. She's never going to be the hunted.
Oh, what does that mean? That's an interesting thing that... and it's interesting they're showing the flashback to the card draw in these draws as it goes around.
Right.
It goes around a few times.
I like that edit where they're just showing like their young version and then this version like doing draws. I thought this was great. Very well done.
So Shauna draws the queen finally. So here's the question. Why is the wilderness, what has Shauna not given to the wilderness to where her and the darkness are not squared? I mean, she killed Adam Martin, right? Like, why? Is it because she got her car back from the carjackers? Like, what's the debt she owes to nature at this point?
Because this was her idea.
Yeah.
It was really funny because as soon as she drew the queen, she was like, haha, just kidding.
Like, there, we did it. We proved something. Reunion over. But it's interesting the looks on their faces. Like, Misty is concerned. And, like, Natalie, everyone else is back into, like, murder boner stage here. I don't know. But I know there's a better way to describe bloodlust there. But murder boner just makes me laugh.
I like murder boner better. Yeah.
They all put on their masks and they all have murder boners.
Yep. They're ready to go.
There's so much murder boner energy coming from this group.
Yep. Ladywood.
Ladywood. And then Lottie being like, you could submit or you can run. What's funny about it though is it's like Shauna, the way that she runs away at first, it's like at first she's gonna say, okay, time out. Like she's scurrying away. Like she until they are 5 feet from her, she does not take this seriously and really start running away.
Right, because she's doing the haha, we're just kidding, guys, right?
Yeah, you've actually really lost your minds.
Right.
Yeah. There's no it, right? And this is what's really interesting because saying it was just us. So this is that debate between supernatural or science. Mm-hmm. You know, but then they're saying, is there a difference? So what if it was the wilderness? So what if it was us? Are you running? Is that your choice? She just says, fuck off. And then, yeah, they are after her. And she starts by power walking away and then starts running.
Yeah, I mean, they're older now.
Yeah, it's true. So... Porn Stash goes back to the car. Here's Kevin's phone in there, is trying to open the trunk. And this was amazing what happens here. because he gets the trunk open. Walter comes, grabs his gun, and immediately starts shooting in Kevin in the trunk. And then Pornstache is just like, who are you? Not that concerned. But then Walter lays it out. Like, they're going to be really impressed because they realize that Kevin went to these great lengths to kill Adam Martin, and there's financial records, and there's police corruption, and Jessica Roberts, and there's just all these things. But I'm going to tell you how it plays out and how you're the hero here.
Crazy. This was crazy. Walter had it all figured out all along. He was going to save Misty and Shauna.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that this all makes sense.
What do you mean?
Well, why would Kevin... I get why Kevin would have killed Jessica Roberts, kind of. Because you could say there was a political angle. Maybe Jessica was working for Thais's opponent. But how does Adam fit into that? And then what Walter is saying, that like, oh, if you don't go along with this, I'm going to pin it all on you because I got hacker superpowers.
Yeah.
You know?
No more explanation needed.
Yeah. But just telling him, okay, I called the cops already. Close that trunk. Get your story straight. And Pornstache is kind of like not hating the idea.
Mm-hmm.
So... we then go back to Shauna running away. And then it's very interesting what happens here because she gets to a certain point and then Lottie gets shot and it's Callie who's saying, get away from my mom.
Yes, Callie grew on me, man.
And then what's weird about this is then Lottie is like impressed.
Yeah. She says that your daughter, she's so powerful. The new Adler Queen. Adler Queen 2.0. Yeah. Callie.
Okay, so I mean, we see that shot at the end. I think Lottie... is transferring the wilderness darkness to Callie in this moment.
The wilderness darkness?
Yeah, all the girls are taking their masks off. It's like, sorry, we tried to murder your mom, Callie.
Yeah.
Don't shoot us. No, it's kind of, we things got out of hand. What can you say? Girls' night, YOLO. you've been there. So yeah, they're explaining the psych team's not coming. And Ty saying it was Van's idea to not call them. But then Van saying it's not right. She's like this because of us. So saying that I mean, this is kind of interesting, right? Because we know Lottie had some mental health issues prior to going in the woods. But then Van saying essentially like, no, we made this worse. So in a way, Van is actually kind of closing the loop on what Misty perpetuated in the same episode.
Right.
Because Misty is the one saying to Lottie, like, can't you see we're all doing this in your name? Like, you are the chosen one. And then Van in this is being like, yo, Lottie might not have been all mentally healthy to begin with, but we all fucking made it so much worse.
Right.
So interesting way of taking culpability. There.
Not interesting. What they need to do, deal with the consequences. Talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Some group therapy. Let's get Dr. Phil in there.
Take care of a goat.
Yes. Everybody take care of goats. Mm-hmm. So Lottie is up and around now that she's devoured Javi's flesh. And Mari's happy she's okay because Mari is the number one Lottie Matthews dick rider. And she is just sees Lottie awake and is like, time to hop back on. So they're all sitting down and they want Van to tell them a story, truth about Cast of Dogs while you were sleeping, Princess Bride. Van then starts to tell a story about the wilderness and activity. I think if there was the Cabin Daddy flashback, it would have maybe gone here.
Right.
Where she's talking about the
would it make sense?
You know, the activity there. When does the truth about cats and dogs come out? Because now I'm confused. If it came out in 96. Okay, so that would have come out right before. Yeah, April of 96. Wow, that came out right before they went away. So she's telling the story about the wilderness building a house. And you see Ben outside. And Ben's there grabbing matches. And he's looking inside.
Yeah, because he's getting ready to light the freaking place on fire.
I don't think that was his original idea. I think he showed up there because he wanted to start the fire in his tree fort. But Lottie is saying the wilderness chose her because it knew she was the only one that would listen. And Lottie in the present day is talking about listening. Do you hear it? Do you hear the wilderness, the spirits, the force? And Lottie's saying now in 96, she can't hear the wilderness anymore. So we know she's going to rehear it at some point. Her and the wilderness are going through an off again phase. They're on a break like Ross and Rachel, but they're going to get back together. Clearly.
Okay.
Because in present day, you know, she
hears it.
Yeah. She hears it again, you know? So she's saying she doesn't hear it anymore. And were you shocked that she wants to pass the torch saying you all learned how to hear it? Now Misty's perking up. Misty's like, this is my time, yo. I've been waiting. We're finally, it's time for Misty Quigley. She has arrived. She's the new Antler Queen. Because Whitey's saying she wants a leader. Willis wants a leader who can help us survive the rest of the time we got out here. Shauna seems interested in this and thinking like, yo, I've been through some shit. I'm strong. It should be me. Mari's like, no, Lottie, no, we need you. Yeah, they're really trying here to get this going in this line of succession. And what's very, very fascinating about this is that her pick is Natalie, is saying she's the one who has gotten us through all of this. Were you surprised it was Natalie?
I wasn't.
No, from what we saw in the flashback. Right. During the therapy, you know?
Yeah, she let Javi die.
Yeah.
You gotta be very evil for that, so.
Present day, Lottie's saying it's still with us. Never left. It was with you when you killed Adam. Misty was with you when you killed Jessica. Van, I saw it in your eyes. And Ty had brought you.
Ty is literally it.
To Van to bring you here. And this was in, saying that it was in you even when you denied it, especially when you were there. And saying that it was always your favorite. And that is interesting given the level of darkness Nat and the issues Nat carried before she even went into this, do what happened with her father.
Right.
So yeah, it's a very interesting perspective they're putting on this. But Natalie seems at first taken aback. I mean, Lottie's saying we tried to kill you and it wouldn't let us kill you. Killed Javi instead.
Sure, that's what happened.
You've been chosen. And then Lottie like kisses her hand and basically like swears her allegiance to the new Antler Queen. So remember, we talked about this early on in the show of the idea that the Antler Queen would pass as title, that it wouldn't be the same person right. the entire time. So this is very right. interesting. Ben is outside watching this and he just looks horrified.
Mm-hmm. Which is why he tries to kill them all.
Yeah. I mean, we'll find out. We'll find out, you know, next season, I'm sure more of that, but seems pretty, pretty cut and dry at this point. So Natalie, I they should have given her the antlers right here, but they didn't. That's okay. I understand it. But then we see Melissa, Jen. Yeah. We start to see everyone like Misty comes up and curtsies.
Yeah. That was funny.
Yeah. And Natalie's not bummed about this.
Meghan Markle will never. Sorry.
Mari gives kind of a subtle. Yeah. Mari's got to figure out what's her in.
Right.
You know, this was a nice moment. Mm-hmm. Silent Bob takes her hat off. Can't remember if that's Melissa or Jen.
Right.
Yeah. But I like this moment. This was kind of nice. A little bit of levity seeing Natalie smile. This all now makes sense, too, when you look back to episode one and Natalie in rehab talking about having lost her purpose. Mm-hmm. Kind of understand more now why Natalie felt such conflicting feelings about her time. Spend here. But then even Travis coming up. And I think he's kind of happy because this also makes him sort of the first dude to the cabin. Like,
right.
You know, by default.
The first dude, yeah.
Yeah. You know, he's like he's not the Antler Queen, he's the Antler Duke, you know,
right.
to her right. Antler Queen. So it's a nice moment they have here, but even Shauna acknowledging it, and you could tell Shauna has very conflicted feelings about this. Yeah, it's interesting, this dynamic, and seeing what it's going to do now going forward. And it kind of helps you understand this idea back from the original pitch of the show about warring tribes. You can kind of see, based on what they're setting up here, that, oh, there might be a schism, a break
right.
between them. So yeah, this was a very unexpected development. I did not expect to end the season with Natalie taking the reins of Antler Queen. So back then, in the present day, we see Lisa there with a shotgun and is saying like, what, you killed people? Natalie's trying to talk her down. Saying, Lisa, you need to go. Lisa wants her to drop the knife. Lisa sees that Lottie shot. This is a very tense standoff they have here. Natalie drops the knife. And what's very interesting about this is that you could see Misty is then going for Lisa, but then Natalie having a flashback to Javi.
Yeah.
And also seeing that flashback to the first pilot episode, that vision she had of Misty in the fire at the party and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Like, she's like, oh, this is my fucking destiny. And she pushes Lisa out of the way and ends up taking the syringe for Lisa, the phenobarbital, and being killed by Misty Quigley, her best Natalie, friend.
Natalie's dead. I can't believe it.
She's on a plane in coach in the
Were you expecting any of the original four to go in this season? I mean, regardless of what you said earlier, like just storyline wise.
No, I wasn't. But I think that, and again, I don't want to criticize the cast, but me and a lot of people on Reddit felt like we knew this was coming. We knew someone was dying in this episode. I mean, the cast kept saying in interviews, like, oh, wait until you see how fucked up the finale is and wait until how sad the finale is. Christina Ricci posted something that was essentially goodbye to Juliette Lewis. She didn't say it by name, but she had to go back and edit the post because it was like talking about how, oh, it's such a wonderful fleeting thing when you get to work for somebody for a short amount of time, but eventually it comes to an end. They really, really, really... I knew this was happening tonight.
I didn't. I wasn't expecting it.
I'm bummed. I didn't want to know.
Yeah.
And they couldn't call the ambulance because they have their phones. But yes, hell is she is in the middle seat in the middle row of coach.
Yeah, she has that vision as she's leaving us forever.
Yeah. Very sad.
But at least she'll be reunited with Travis.
Well, okay. So again, minor critique here. We see, you know, Misty trying to comfort her as she's dying.
Why she killed her?
I mean, accidentally. It was very sad. It was a very, very sad event in the show. You can see that the girls looking on. And that's the thing. They don't have their phones. They can't call an ambulance. They don't have Narcan. Yeah, it's just a very, very sad moment. Misty saying goodbye to Natalie. And Natalie looks a little bit at peace. You could tell she's already crossing over. But it's interesting, on the plane, she sees Javi, kind of forgives her. She sees her younger self. But then it's interesting that she sees young Lottie.
Right.
And Lottie's saying it's hungry just like us.
Let it in.
Let it in and just wants to be fed. Javi's saying there's nothing to be afraid of. I'm bummed she didn't see Travis. And also her seeing young Lottie makes me think symbolically, did part of Lottie die? And that's why she's there?
I don't know. It's a vision. Who knows?
Well, but it's crossing over, though. But granted, Jackie saw everybody. So maybe, right. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm still really sad that she's gone. I really was not expecting to lose any of the original ones yet.
And her younger self actually saying, we've been here for years.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
This was very intense and very moving.
It was. It was like she never recovered from that plane crash. That's where she still lived.
Yeah.
Nothing was ever the same after that. So it will make sense, that division that she will have.
It was nice to see her get these scenes with Courtney and then Sophie Thatcher with her younger counterpart. I like that.
Me too.
So Misty apologizing to Lottie. And yeah, it was just very, very sad. And very sad that because of her addiction and past, the cops are just writing this off as an apparent drug overdose. Man. In the present day, I'm not saying this could have been a series finale in the present day. This could have been the last episode of the show in the present day. Not in 96.
Right.
I really don't know. I mean, Misty found love. Natalie died. Shauna and Jeff and Callie. I mean, Callie's got the darkness in
her. We still don't have any resolution with Thaisa.
We don't know. Well, she's got it under control because she got Van. Van is like her kryptonite that keeps her in line. They're just going to be sleeping tied with a rope between them the rest of their lives just to make sure she doesn't sleepwalk. But what's crazy about this... we see Walter and Misty reunite. Very nice moment. But Walter doesn't know yet about what happened with Natalie. And he's happy. He's like, I've taken care of the Adam Martin situation. You and your friends will be safe now.
Yeah, and then she confesses right there, like, the cops are not all around her. I killed my best friend. I was like, Misty, shut up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, metaphorically. Figurative, if not literal, you know?
No.
Yeah. Man. But then we got Jeff, Callie, and Shauna reuniting. They seem stronger than they've ever been before.
Yeah, of course. They're a family of criminals.
And another cop is literally patting Porn Stash on the back.
Yeah, because he's telling the story he was told to tell.
And Jeff's saying, long story, but it's going to be okay. Sean has just been through so much, whatever, at this point. But then it's very interesting. Sean explaining that Natalie is dead. Jeff doesn't really know how to react to that. I think he's still processing a lot. But then Lottie is being told, have a seat. They're going to look at her for her gunshot wound. Like, Lottie is very rattled by all this because this has been her closest encounter with the darkness. Again, we see Ty and Van saying they're going to keep you for a little while, but we're going to come check on you. And then here's the crazy thing. Lottie then looks at them like she knows. She knows about Van's cancer and says, we gave it what we wanted. Or we gave it what it wanted.
Everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, it is pleased with us. and looks at Van, looks dead in the eyes of Van and says, you'll see. Mm-hmm. So Van is going to be cancer free.
Maybe.
Okay, but then what's crazy though is then they do this weird pan where then they go to Callie and Callie has this look and this stare.
Mm-hmm.
And Shauna looks and it's like the first power, the evilness, the spirit of Cabin Daddy has jumped out of Lottie into Callie. And Callie is the new Antler Queen.
I don't know. Callie grew on me. She did a 360 this season for me. I hated her in the beginning. And now I really, really like her. So I wouldn't mind her getting the
Antlers.
Yeah.
So Shauna is journaling. And she's saying, how could it not have been me? I used to think it was Jackie who made me feel invisible.
Right.
Yeah. But.
We all thought Misty wanted to be accepted. Apparently the one with acceptance issues is Shauna.
Yes. Thought it was Jackie made me feel invisible, but and then she smells burning.
Mm-hmm.
So this is later that night after Natalie was anointed. Shauna's grabbing a blanket, grabbing some things, and getting the F out of there. Waking everybody up, they're sleeping through this. Probably the smoke inhalation isn't helping.
Mm-hmm.
And she wakes them up. And the crazy thing is, like, the house is on fire. And you can see the house is on fire from the outside. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know how that fire jumped out of the fireplace and jumped to the outside of the house.
No idea. I was wondering the same thing.
Yeah. But then what's crazy about this is that the doors also, like, are jammed shut.
Yeah, because Coach Ben was trying to kill them.
I mean, that's quite a jump.
What?
I don't know. I mean, would you have expected that Coach Ben would have set the house on fire? Because you could see the fire in the fireplace. The fire in the fireplace is almost burnt out.
Yes, I expect Coach Ben to kill them all.
I mean, quite a turn, you know, but they're coughing. They're grabbing what they can. People are kicking at the doors. And finally, they have to get an axe and just break down the door.
I don't know what. Natalie told him he doesn't belong here. She's worse than all of them. So why not put an end to it? Coach Ben did it.
Yeah, they're grabbing pots, they're grabbing pans, they're grabbing blankets, everything they can carry, and they are getting out of there. I didn't expect season three to end this way. This absolutely shocked and surprised me. I assumed they had the cabin the entire time they were there, and that's how they survived.
Right, me too. That puts a twist onto things. How are they going to survive from here on now? How are they going to find shelter? I'm very curious about where it goes.
Yeah, so they're all running outside, and you can see that whole cabin got lit up from the outside.
Yeah, because Coach Ben did it.
Yeah, and then Van saying, go on, I'm right behind you, sends Ty out. Van is in there, and then you see Van run out, and then the cabin, like the roof starts caving in, everything's, I think she went back to get the playing cards. Everything is falling down, and you can see the group out there. Now, supposedly, yeah, you could see a few additional heads over from the side group, but I was trying to do the count of who we saw on screen here to figure out what we were down to for headcount-wise. But there are still other unseen Yellow Jackets left.
Right.
In this, as they're watching the cabin burn down.
I love our live chat right now. They're making me laugh so hard. Somebody said, how the hell is Ben supposed to run from the hunt? It makes sense why he would want to end them. And yeah. Kayla also pointing out, it's been winter forever. Like, it needs to end.
I mean, it's almost the end of winter. That's why, his timing is maybe not the best. But everyone looks very distraught there outside. Okay, so we get this pan out, and I don't know if you thought this. My first thought was, man, that's a hell of a smoke signal that's going up in the air.
Right. Yes, that's the first thing I thought. I was like, maybe they'll get rescued because they're going to see that.
Yeah, well, it's too soon, right? If this had happened a year later, yes.
Right.
Yeah, this was not meant to be a flash forward. So we get a big smoke signal in the air. The rest of the woods is fine. It's only the cabin that's burning down because the evil is isolated, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the episode. That was the season. That was the season. And then we get No Return sung by Alanis Morissette.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was an episode.
I mean, that was the season. That was some shit, man.
Crazy season. But we did get to where we needed to get. We still have unanswered questions for what's coming. I'm very sad that we lost Natalie. But overall, this season was intense, to say the least.
Yeah.
It got very dark. We knew the show was dark. It always implied it, but we got the visuals to go along with what we thought was going to happen.
Yeah.
I am still, though, 50-50 about the supernatural now. Now I just think they're all crazy.
I mean, anything's possible.
Right.
The other thing is that we could Maybe Julia Lewis will do a cameo next season. Maybe we'll get like a force ghost, similar to like Jackie. Maybe Natalie haunts Misty.
I hope so.
Misty would fucking love that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that'd be Misty's dream come true.
1,000% she will love that. She might make it up, and Natalie might not even be haunting her. Like Shauna with Jackie in the woods.
Yeah. Man, I don't think we're getting a bonus episode, but...
That would be so nice if we did.
I mean, they would have told us.
I know.
Right?
Yeah, I'm just like sad that it was only 9 episodes. Feels like such a short season.
I know. Well, I like that Lisa's still alive. I like that Coach Ben is still alive. Who would have thought Coach Ben... I think we said on this very podcast.
I thought we were losing him last episode, honestly.
I thought we were losing him in season 1. Coach Ben was like first on everybody's list to go.
Yeah, but he's still here.
Yeah, I know. Great.
Yeah.
Although now he literally burned down the cabin.
Hopefully we get to find out that Steve is okay on season 3.
Hope so. What if there never was a Steve?
Shut up. I mean, I have a lot of questions about what's to come, especially with the adult storyline. But I liked it. I just feel like the storyline for the adults is going so fast. And for the 1996, it's kind of like very slow.
Yeah. Well, 96 is actually going faster than present day is. Present day has been like a week. This season took place over like a week in present day.
Right, right. Forgot about that. But you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know. So the evil's in Cali now. Natalie is no longer with us. Walter and Misty are together. Ty and Van are back together. Van is cancer-free and has a new lease on life. Lottie is re-hospitalized.
You're making all of this up. But
I'm telling you where we're at. I'm telling you where we're at the end of the
season.
That's
not what they said.
No, Lottie's going back to the hospital.
Right, that's true.
Okay.
You don't know if Cali has the evil. They imply, but we don't know.
They imply Cali has the evil. Cali is the new Antler Queen. Cali's going to start playing soccer and be really good at it all of a sudden. Yeah, soccer scholarship.
She should have gotten off in jail. Don't you put that evil on me.
Yes. Sean's going to find an altar like in her closet next season.
God.
You know?
Do they have pets? They don't have pets, right?
No. But Cali's going to kill
She's
some
gonna
rabbits.
Start, I was just going to say that. R.I.P. the rabbits.
No, I think that seems like the next logical step for the Sadecki family. Now, because Callie also now has this newfound respect for Shauna after learning what she went through in the wilderness, seeing all this.
Yeah, but look at what the chat is saying, that Shauna is not going to be saved because she drew the queen. Technically speaking, she was the chosen one.
Maybe Callie's going to try and murder her mom.
Probably.
Yeah. Misty and Walter together, Van and Ty are together, Lottie is getting... much needed.
We're getting the wedding next season.
Probably gonna get the wedding.
Do you think they're gonna invite anybody from Reddit?
Allie had better be there. That's all I know.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure there'll be tons of citizen detectives there in attendance. It'll be phenomenal. Sammy Henratty is doing a Q&A tomorrow on the Yellow Jackets Instagram page. Supposedly she might drop a bomb or a spoiler or some surprise tomorrow. We'll see. I want to know what happened to those Jason Ritter scenes. There were a couple other things that I think maybe were in the promo we didn't see. But no, I think this season, let me ask you this. Present day, past day, more or less did this season play out? Not the finer details, but the broad strokes, did it play out how you thought it was going to?
Present day, no. Past day, yeah, it went exactly how I thought it would. I didn't think we would get a resolution. Like, I didn't think we would see them get rescued yet, but I did think we would get into the cannibalism and seeing them not just eat people that die, but having to pick, you know, and sacrifice. Like, I thought we would get there. Present day has taken a lot of twists and turns that I wasn't expecting.
Present day, as soon as it seemed like they were going to get together again from the previews, I figured this is what it was all leading to.
Right.
Like, with the hunt, with the thing. Now, there was speculation, I'll have you know.
Okay.
Aside from Natalie, the two choices people thought were going to die were Callie and then Lisa.
Oh, yeah. Callie, 1,000%.
That would have been kind of crazy.
Yeah. But I don't think that Shauna deserves that.
Yeah.
She's lost enough. Leave her alone.
I know. So we'll see. So here we are at the end of season 2.
Oh,
If you like this podcast, do us a favor. Leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Love some of the more entertaining ones that we've gotten. You all are very creative. And it's good to see your feedback about what people like about this show. I think we will probably do for sure some sort of post-mortem.
Right.
As one, we got to find out, is there going to be any bonus thing? We'll read some interviews. We'll read some more reviews. We'll read some more theories. We'll digest. We'll come back and talk more formally about season thoughts. Interviews. We had a great time doing interviews after the end of season one. I will tell you that the interview episodes we did were the least listened to episodes of this podcast.
Yeah, I figure.
Which is crazy because we talked to Kevin Alves and we talked to Alexis Baraja. I thought we had some really, really great interviews. We talked to Jane Widdup, who plays Laura Lee. Talked to Eduardo Sanchez, who directed the season one finale. I think we uncovered some really interesting information. I would like to have those conversations again. And see what interviews are available to us. And in full transparency, I will tell people that it's been interesting this season because when we started, we were not the first Yellow Jackets podcast. We were the second Yellow Jackets podcast, but it was just us. And for whatever reason, the SEO gods smiled on us. We got some nice write-ups, some nice discoverability. And I think we were able to get some interviews. Right now, there are 20 Yellow Jackets podcasts. Nobody got screeners this season unless they were associated with a larger media entity, which we are not. I think there are some interviews available, but maybe not all. And I think that, you know, we had some opportunities, for some bigger interviews, but it was kind of communicated nicely to us that they would feel bad doing an interview with us and saying no to other podcasts. So I don't know what that situation is going to look like. If we have some people we want to talk to, see, I thought my first thought was like, oh, we're getting Jason Ritter tonight. I'm hitting up Jason Ritter. for an interview, and I had some ideas, but yeah, let's see what happens in the postseason. But we'll definitely do a season postmortem. We will see what other opportunities are there. And look, man, season three, because of this writer strike, they had one day in the season three writer's room. We are not getting season three
anytime soon,
probably till a year from now at best, probably summer of 2024.
I'm preparing.
It's gonna be tough. You're gonna have to finish watching all of Evil in the meantime.
Yeah.
Everything's ending. Succession ends this weekend. The Grease Rise of the Pink Ladies ends next week. That show's gotten better, by the way. I know I threw some shade at it early on. The music has gotten better. Apparently they're losing one of their lead actors, but that show has gotten better. I don't know what I'm gonna do to fill this Yellow Jacket size void in my life.
I don't know either, but we'll figure something out. I'm a little sad.
Books or a comic book or something.
Yeah, and we have such a great community and following and people in the chat that like the real ones that getting here at 2 something a.m. to chat with us when we record this live. Like, we adore you guys. Thank you.
No, you guys have been incredible, and you're the reason why we keep doing this. I mean, originally we started doing this podcast because Issa and I do another podcast together about professional wrestling. I fell in love with the show. I was like, Issa, you have to watch the show because I need to talk about the show with somebody. And that's how Yellow Jackets Buzz was born. And it's been the support and great feedback of the community and people saying that, you know, they don't have friends they could talk about the show with, so they listen to our podcast instead. And there's over 10,000 of you that listen to us and watch us on a weekly basis in seasons, sometimes significantly more than that. And just thank you. Thank you for spending this time with us as we dissect and digest this crazy ass show. So you can follow us. All our social stuff is in the links. But again, please leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And we will be back probably in the coming days or a week or so with a full-on recap. We'll follow the news. Stay tuned to our socials. We're at Yellow Jackets Buzz on Instagram, Yellow Jackets BZ on Twitter. And Issa, any final words before we sign off with our season two coverage?
I just like, I love this show. I'm a little sad that we only got 9 episodes, but I look forward to coming back whenever they decide to come back with season 3. In the meantime, we'll figure something out to bring you some content in between, but nothing. Thank you to everybody that's supporting us. I get so much love from the Yellow Jackets communities and social media. I adore you guys. Thank you.
No, it's great. And I get just such a kick whenever somebody says something nice about us on Reddit or on Twitter, or we get a DM. Even when people send us DMs or emails with like long theories and conspiracies and ideas, like, always makes my day. So thank you for that. And Issa, we fed the darkness, so your cold is getting better.
Yeah,
the coughing
no,
is wind down.
Just very, very, very drugged.
That helps. Okay, everybody. Until next time, she's NYC Demon Diva. I'm Glenn. We'll catch you back here on Yellow Jackets Buzz. Take care.
Bye.